This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast. And a few weeks ago, the Melbourne Awards were held here in Melbourne across several categories, which included the LGBTQIA+ Award. And the winners of this award for this year were the team at the Melbourne Sexual Health Centre for their work providing professional and non-judgmental care to the community. So we decided to get Professor Eric Chow from the Health Centre to have a chat with us this morning. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us and congratulations to your team. Wonderful. Now, what sort of services, for those who don't know, and support does the MSHC, the Melbourne Sexual Health Team, offer in general and specifically to the gay community?
Right. So, well, we're actually very honoured, first of all, to have received this award. It actually echoed like what we are doing to the community. So the Melbourne Sexual Health Centre actually established in 1918, so just after the First World War, so it has been like more than 100 years.
1918?
Yes.
That's where I remember it from. That's great.
Yes. So it has been a bit of history. So we actually now located in Carlton, so very accessible like to the city of Melbourne. It's a public sexual health clinic. So we provide free HIV and free STI testing and treatment to people in Victoria. So people don't need to get a referral to come to the clinic, so they can just either make an appointment if they don't have symptoms, or if they do have symptoms, they can just walk into the clinic and we will provide treatment, testing, whatever appropriate to the individual. And the clinic actually provide to everyone. So regardless gender, sexual orientation, cultural background, so everyone like will have access to our clinic.
That's brilliant. And how did it feel for you and the team to be acknowledged with this award, especially for the LGBTQIA+ category?
Yeah, we are actually very excited and also very humble to have received this award, because this actually validates our care and also echo our passionate that we how we care about the community. And also, we need to probably acknowledge like this cannot be done like just by our center. It's also more about the collaboration through our partner organization with other institutions, Department of Health, and also more important, the support and engagement from the community. Mm-hmm. That how we can actually achieve like this goal and this to provide this care, because we really need to engage with the community to understand people with lived experience and to understand their priority, the gap, the barrier, in order to improve our care.
What are some of the big challenges you find in the next, at the moment and looking ahead to, Eric? Health challenges.
So I think the number one thing is the access to care, because the Melbourne Sexual Health Centre is probably just the main sexual health clinic in Victoria. So we are actually reaching like a high demand of clients. So it's actually sometimes like people may be unable to be seen. So we definitely need like more services like to provide good sexual health services like to the community, so they can actually have timely treatment and care.
I'm just wondering, are we becoming more, are members of the public and the rainbow community becoming more blasé as we approach World AIDS Day coming up and the anniversary shortly on Friday? But are people becoming a bit more blasé with monkeypox and everything else around, or is there still heightened awareness of sexually transmitted diseases?
Yes, so definitely like the STI, sexually transmitted infection, is has been increasing over the last decade and more recently. So we are actually trying very hard, like, to have, like, to improve the well-being and the sexual health among the community, and also provide different intervention, like, for example, like with the monkeypox outbreak, like last year, we provide vaccination and also try to increase the education to the community. So we just want them to increase their sexual health knowledge and also know how to protect themselves.
Yeah.
And there's probably, sometimes, like, we also need the community to help, because some people, like, we just can't reach to those people that they're not engaged to health services. Mm-hmm. So this is actually a really important that we need to work together. So we definitely need to get the message out to the community.
Education is hugely important. You did say when the Melbourne Awards finalists were announced that if you won, you'd hope it would start a conversation to be a catalyst to reduce the social stigma around HIV and sexually transmitted infections. And it absolutely has started that conversation. So another huge congratulations from us here at Joy. Keep up the amazing work for the LGBTQIA plus community and the broader community, because this affects everyone.
Sure does. Eric, well done.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
And congratulations to you and the team again at the Melbourne Sexual Health Centre for the Melbourne Award. Well done, and we're proud to be part of, have you part of our Joy team.
You can find out more about the Melbourne Sexual Health Centre at mshc.org.au. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.